Shalom to all. Today's office Baal Metzia, Daf Chav Zayin, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah, Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yechmiel Mardechai Ben Reb Chaim, his Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, before we start this Mishnah in Gemara, let's just read a Pasuk inside, because this is going to be very key for the beginning of the Gemara and for Amud Beis as well. So the Pasuk says as follows, V'chein tasel chamayre, v'chein tasel simlasai, and so you shall do for his donkey, and so you shall do for his garment, v'chein tasel chalavid zachicha, and so you shall do for any lost object of your friend, asher toivet menu, which is lost from him, umtasa, and you find it, you can't turn away from it. And this is one of the key psukim in the Torah, which tells us about the chiyuv to return a lost object. And pay attention to the fact that there's three different things mentioned in this pasuk. Chamayrai, his donkey, simlasi, his garment, and then it says l'chol aveda sechicha, in regards to any aveda of your brother. And so with that, we begin the Mishnah, even simla, garment, is included in all these. V'lamayata, so why is it singled out? L'hakish eleo, in order to make a hakish to it, l'melchol to tell you, just like a garment is unique, because it has simonim, majority of garments have some sort of simon on it, there's someone that's going to be demanding it or looking for it, because it's not like a garment created itself, someone made the garment and it belongs to somebody, so someone's going to be looking for it, and the pasuk tells us that that has to be returned if it's found. So too, anything which is similar to simla, it has simonim and it has taivim, one would have to return it. So the Gemara asks right away, what does the Mishnah mean by saying it's included in all of these? So Rav Rav explains, it's included in the aveda of your brother. As we just read in this pasuk, it says, so you should do for any lost object of your brother, and that technically includes all lost objects. And the Mishnah was pointing out, why is it that we single out simla in order to compare all lost objects to simla? That just like simla has simonim and taivim, so to all lost objects that have simonim and taivim have to be returned, but if they do not, then you do not have to return it. Amar Rav continues, Lamali de Kazrachmana Shar Chamar Seva Simla. Why is it the pasuk has to say all these four words? In the pasuk that we quoted, we had two of them, Chamayrai and Simlasai. In another pasuk, we have Shar and Se. And the question is, why do we have to point out all these things that have to be returned? And the answer is, they're all necessary. Because Rachman or Simla, if the Pasuk only wrote that Simla has to be returned, Havamina would think, that an object only has to be returned if there's Edom about the item itself or the Simonim on the item itself of a Chamar. But when we're dealing with a donkey, usually we only have Edom about the saddle or Simonim about the saddle, and we don't generally recognize the donkey itself. I might say that it does not have to be returned. Because Rachman Chamar, that's why Torah writes Chamar, that feel Chamar, but Simonim Okef, to say that a Chamar, the donkey itself, needs to be returned, even though there's only simonim on the saddle. And we continue, Shar said the Kazrach Mar Lamli. Why does the Pasuk specifically say Shar and Seh have to be returned? And the answer is, Shar dafil gizas navai. Shar is telling us that even the hair of the tail of the Shar has to be returned, Visel gizaisav, and the word Seh, the Pasuk is telling us that the shearings of the sheep have to be returned as well. As the Gemara, that's very similar to Limud. V'lichter Chamara Shar dafil gizas navai, v'kal shekain sel gizaisav. All the Pasuk really would have to write is the word Shar, and that tells us that even the shearings from the tail have to be returned. So, of course, the shearings of a sheep, which are much more chashuv, because that's regular wool that's highly usable, of course that would have to be returned. So why do we have the word seh? And the Gemara says, you're right, Elam Rava, rather Rava tells us, Chamar de bar de Rabbi Yehuda, the word chamar, in regards to something falling into a bar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we learned about this in Bava Kamma, Rabbi Yehuda had said that even inanimate objects, like kalim, that fall into a bar, the owner of the bar is chayav to pay for that, and so we didn't know what he uses the word chamar for, and the word seh, by aveda, which is what we're talking about right now, according to everybody, kasha, that's problematic, we don't actually know why the Torah wrote those words. Ask Gemara, why is it problematic? Maybe the pasuk says the word set to tell us that one would have to return the dung of an animal because it's usable. The Gemara says, no, glal mafkir mafkir luhu. Everyone is mafkir the glalim. No one wants the dung of their animal. Ask Gemara, v'dimol simanim hu da'asa. Maybe the word set is telling us that simanim are dairaisa. The Bailan, we had this question, which you mentioned previously, and we're going to bring it up on the bottom of the Amud as well. Simanim dairaisa dirabanan. Is the chiyuv to return an item based off of simanim dairaisa or dirabanan? And therefore, maybe we should say, kasrachmana set. That's the reason why the Torah wrote the word set. Dafil bi simanim adrinan, bi simanim dairaisa. To tell us that one would have to return an item based off simanim, and that this is a chiyuv dairaisa. So Amri, they say that's not true, because miktani luhu tana simanim gabe simla, since the Tana wrote the word simanim in regards to simla, diktani, what do we just learn in the Mishnah? Ma simla miyuchedes shesh ba simanim yesh la taivin, just like simla is unique, that it has simanim and has taivin, chayav lahachriz, one has to announce it, av kol davar shesh ba simanim yesh la taivin, chayav lahachriz, so too anything that has simanim and taivin, you would have to announce, shema mino, we learn from here, desel lav simanim huda asa, that the word seh is definitely not teaching us anything about simanim. So going back to what Rava said, that you're right, the word seh, according to everybody, is a big question mark why the Torah wrote it. We don't know what it's teaching us. I think we're continuing to talk about what we have in Braisa. The Pasuk tells us, Asher Toivad, which is lost, meaning if a person finds something, which is lost. And what does that tell us? Prat Laveda Shein B'Shava Pruta, that excludes that a person does not have to turn an Aveda if it's not worth a Shava Pruta. Now, Rabbi Huda says, Tsasa, when the Pasuk says, and you found it, obviously referring to the lost object, Prat Laveda Shein B'Shava Pruta, that excludes if a person finds an Aveda that's less than a Shava Pruta, one does not have to return it because it's not considered an Aveda. The Gemara asks, my Benel, what's the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda? They're both saying saying the same exact thing. So Rabbi Abai says, you're right, Mashmois Darshan Ekabinayu. The only difference is the Mashmois of the Pasuk, meaning which part of the Pasuk do they learn it from? But you're right, it's the same exact limud. Marnaf Golami Asher Toivad, Umarnaf Golami Mutasa. The Tanakhama learns his din from Asher Toivad, and Rabbi Huda learns his din from Mutasa. Ask more, Marnaf Golami Asher Toivad. According to Tanakhama, I am Mutasa my Avilei. What does he do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Huda? And the answer is, Ahumi Bailei, Lichid Rav Noi. He needs it for Rav Noi, said. Dom Rav Noi, Rav Noi says, Mutasa, the Pasuk tells us, and you found it. It's mashma that it comes to your hand. And this is really a discussion that we also brought up in Bava Kama, which suggested that even though a lost object of a non-Jew does not have to be returned, perhaps if you actually picked up the item, you do have a chiv to return it. And that's what Rav Noi comes along to say, that no, that even if you did pick it up, you don't have to return it. So that's what the drasha is for. According to Yehuda, what does he do with the pasuk of Asher Tovad, the Tanakama's pasuk? And the answer is, he needs it for Rabbi Yechanan, said. He said as follows, how do we know that an aveda that was swept away by a river is 100% mutter to keep? Remember, because the pasuk says, so too you should do for any lost object of your brother, asher toiv menu, which is lost from him, umtasa, and you found it. Now, what do we learn from here? You have a chiv to return a lost object if it's lost from the owner, but it's found by other people. Yadzazu, excluding this thing that was swept away by the river, it's lost from him, and it's not found by other people, because it was swept away by the river, and this fellow happened to have found it. That was a chiddush, that was a nace, he was lucky to have found it, but it's not normal to be able to find something swept away by a river, and that's what it's used for. What about the other man damar? How does he know what Rav Noi said? The answer is nafkalei me umtasa. He learns it from the extra vav. Has the other man damar know Rav Yechanan's din? Nafkalei mi menu. He learns it from the word mi menu. The other man damar mi menu lai mashmalei. The word mi menu is not mashma anything extra, so there's no limud from it. Now this is all Abai explaining the difference between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. However, Rav Almer Rava says pruta shohozla ikbenayu. The difference between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda is in regards to something worth a pruta that now went down in value. That's the difference. In other words, the fellow lost an item worth a pruta, but by the time it was found, it was worth less than a pruta. Manda arm asher toivad. According to the Tanakhama that we learned from the pasuk of asher toivad, which is lost from him, ikka, he holds that one would have to return this item because when it was lost, it was worth a shava pruta. And manda arm me umtasa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, like a one would not have to return this item because when he found it, it wasn't worth a shava pruta. As more manda arm asher toivad, habi inu umtasa vleka. Even according to manda arm of asher toivad, which is Tanakhama, he still needs to fulfill the pasuk of umtasa, the hainu when it's found, it needs to be worth a shava pruta, and it wasn't worth a shava pruta when he found it, so he shouldn't have to return it. So we suggest something else. The difference between them is regarding a case where the fellow lost something worth less than a pruta, and by the time it was found, it already went up in value and it was worth more than a pruta. The finder would have to return it because it's worth more than a shan of pruta when he found it. And according to the Tanakhama, Leka, he would not have to return it because when it was lost, it was not worth a shan of pruta. Even according to Yehuda, he still has to have fulfillment of the pasuk of Asher Toivad that when it was lost, it was worth a shan of pruta, and there's no fulfillment of the pasuk because when it was lost, it was less than a shan of pruta. So we say, you're right, El Pruta, and here's the proper gear, so pay attention. We're talking about an item that when it was lost, it was worth a pruta, but then it went down in value, and by the time it was found, it went back up in value to be worth a shava pruta. And that's the difference. According to Tanakhama, it would have to be returned, because when it was lost, it was worth a shava pruta, and when it was found as well, it was also worth a shava pruta. And according to he holds that it has to be considered that there's a shear of a lost object, which means it has to have the value of a shava pruta all the way through from when he lost it until when it was found. And since it went down in value to below a shava pruta at some point in time in the middle, it's not considered a lost object that would have to be returned. And he learns that from the letter vav, asher toivad mimenu umetzasa. Then when it's lost from him, it was worth a shava pruta. All the way through when it's found, it has to be worth a shava pruta. And that would be enough community between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. I think Mark continues now focusing on this question that we've already brought up twice. Yibay Luhud asks the following question, simonim d'ayraisa d'rabanon, is a chiv to return a lost object based off of simonim d'ayraisa or only d'rabanon? Ask the Gemara l'may naf kamina, chavzayin obez on top, l'adur get yishab simonim. Are we going to return the get of a woman which was lost by the shliach, bring the get to her based off of simonim that he gives? Yamar d'ayraisa, if you want to say it's d'ayraisa madrina, so we're going to return it. Yamar d'rabanon, but if you want to say the chiv to return a lost object based just off of simonim is only d'rabanon, well, ki'av rabanon takanto v'mayna, we would say the rabanon only made this takana when we're dealing with mominis, avol bisur live rabanon takanto. But in regards to iser, such as the iser of ishias ish, because we're talking about a get over here, the rabanon did not make their takana, and we were not returning this get to the shliach based off of simonim. So like more times a raya tashma, we had said in the mishnah afasim ha'isa b'chlal kol elu that even a garment was included in all these, meaning in the general term of the pasuk of kol avedis achicha v'lam yatzas and wavs it singled out l'hakash heila to make a hakash to it v'lam milchad to tell you ma'asim l'michad is shesh l'simonim yesh l'tayvin. Just like simla, a garment is miyuchad, it's unique that it has simonim and tayvim chayv l'hachres, and one has to announce it kol davar shesh l'simonim yesh l'tayvin. So to anything that has simonim and tayvim chayv l'hachres, one has to announce. So we clearly see that simonim is d'iraisa because this is based off of a pasuk and we're talking about simonim. So Gemara says not raya tana tayvim mitzri chalei. The tana is really focusing on the fact that a garment has tayvim and simonim kidei nazba. Simonim were just brought along along into the drasha, but not that we're learning simanim from the pasuk. So it's not a raya. So Tashma Gemara attempts another raya. Chamar b'simanim okef. We had said that the donkey has to be returned even just with simanim of the saddle. So we see that it has to be returned with simanim. It must be the raya. The Gemara says not a raya. Ema be'ede okef. I can really say that we have to return the donkey based off of edim that this is his okef, that this is his saddle, but not based off simanim. Another attempted raya. Tashma. We have a pasuk in regards to veda that says v'hoy imcha adroy shalchicha oisai, and it shall be with you, meaning the lost object that you found should stay with you, the finder, until your brother seeks it out. Do you really think you should give it to him before he seeks it out? So what the pasuk telling us? Al rather must be the pasuk telling us you should darshan him. You should seek out from him to see whether or not he's a ramai if he's a cheat. My lab is simanim doesn't mean you're asking him for simanim to prove that this is really his. Gemara says that's not a raya but edim. It could be that he has to bring edim to prove that it's his. The Gemara attempts another raya tashma. Now this is talking about a person who's found dead, and we have edim testifying that this is Reuven who died, and based off that testimony, we're going to allow Reuven's wife to get remarried. Now what does our testimony have to be? Ain me edim el parts of upon him imachaitem. The only thing they're allowed to give edus on is the face with the nose. And alpha b'shesh simanim begufa v'kelov. Even though the person has simanim on his body or on his kelim, on his clothing, we do not follow those simanim. We're only going to follow the edim's testimony if they say that this is Reuven and they saw his face and his nose. Now shmami no, we see from here simanim alav dayraisa. That simanim are not dayraisa because this woman's not going to be able to get remarried based off of simanim found on her husband's body. So I mean, they said it's not a raya gufa d'archav gutz. It could be when we say that we're not going to follow simanim of the fellow's body is because all the edim said is that the fellow was very tall or he was short. And many people are tall and short. So who says this is Reuven that died? And Caleb, when we say that we don't follow their testimony based off of his clothing, the Chashin al-Sha'ela, because we could say that maybe he borrowed the clothing. It could be that Edom came and said, we know that it's your husband Reuven that died because he was wearing his favorite coat. But hold one second, even if it was Reuven's favorite coat, maybe he had lent it to Shimon and it's really Shimon who died and not Reuven. That's why we can't follow the simon of clothing. But it's possible that other simonim we would follow. I think we're just pauses for a moment and focuses on what was just said. If we're chashish that maybe something was lent out, how could we return the donkey itself based off of simanim of the saddle? Maybe the saddle was borrowed, and even though this is the fellow's saddle, and that's how he was able to give simanim, it's not his donkey, it's somebody else's donkey. And our answer is, Amri, they said, okay, in regards to a saddle, a person doesn't borrow, according to some person doesn't lend out a saddle, because it causes a wound to the donkey. If this is my saddle, it's not going to fit on your donkey, and it's going to cause a wound to it, so that's why it's not borrowed or lent out. And therefore, we have no problems. Now, Ibai same alternatively, we can give a different answer, why we're not going to be able to identify a dead guy based off of his clothing. When we talk about his clothing, it could be that the edim said he was wearing white clothing or red clothing, and many people have white and red clothing, so that's not a valid identifying feature. But again, not a raya that simanim not a raya. Asking more el hadatanya, what about the following brisa? We go back to talking about the shliach who was bringing get for a woman and he lost it, and matzoy kasher bekis or ba'arniko betabas. Let's say it was found tied to a purse or a wallet or to a signet ring, ashem matzoy ben kalev, or if it was found among his kalim, afilu zman meruba, even if it was a long time after he lost it, kasher it's kasher. Now we talk about chashin l'sheila. If you want to say we're chashish, maybe someone borrowed something, kimatzoy kasher bekis on my kasher, just because the get the shliach was bringing was found tied to his wallet or his purse, nechosh l'sheila, we should be chashish that he lent his wallet or purse to somebody else, and the get was really lost from that guy and not from the shliach. Now I mean the answer that no, kis v'arniki v'davas, a purse, a wallet, or a signet ring, lo mishali inchi, people don't lend out, kis v'arniki mishim demasamni, a wallet and a purse are not lent out because it's bad luck. People think that if they lend their wallet or purse out, it's like they're giving their good luck to somebody else, so they're definitely not going to lend it out. But tabas, we're talking about a signet ring, mishim demzayif, because people could forge something. No one gives their passport or social security number to somebody else because they could open up a bank account or flee the country based off of it. And it's the same thing with a signet ring, and therefore these things are not lent out. Sigmar suggests him tonight, let's say it's machlekes tanaim, whether we say simanim d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. We continue talking about a fellow who is found dead, and we're trying to give edus that it's actually this guy so his wife can get remarried. And the Brisa says, Emidin al-Shum, the Tanakama tells us that we're not allowed to give edus about a wart found on a limb of the person's body. That's not considered a valid simen. He tells us, Emidin al-Shuma, we could give edus about a wart, and we would say, okay, this is Reuven. Sigmar suggests, this is machlekes. Tanakama says, Tanakama holds simanim d'rabbanan. That's simanim d'rabbanan, and that's how we're not going to allow this woman to get remarried based off the simen. He holds simanim d'oraisa. That's simanim d'oraisa. However, Amar Rav says that's not a raya. D'kol yamos simanim d'oraisa. Really, we could say that both these tanaim hold that simanim d'oraisa. Malach b'shuma metzuyah ben gila kemiflegi. Over here, the whole machlekes is whether or not we will find a shuma on ben gilai. Now, what is ben gilai? So it's referring to two people that are born the very same time and hour, and they're considered to be under the same mazel, the same constellation or astronomical sign, if you will. As the machlekes is whether or not we're going to find the same shuma on these people in the same place because they were born at the same time. Marsha Tanakama holds shuma tsum ben giloi, that we will find the shuma, a wart, or this mark on ben giloi. So even though Reuven had this mark, it's very possible that his ben giloi also has this mark. And Marsha Savar, Elizabeth Ravai holds shuma in mitsum ben giloi. The shuma is not found on ben giloi. Now, Ibai Sam, alternatively, we could say the kolyama shuma in mitsum ben giloi, that really everyone holds that we're not going to find the same shuma on two people that are born at the same time. Over here, the machlokes is that will a simen change after the person person died. That a simon will change after the person died. So even though Reuven might have had a black shuma, it could be the Israeli Shimon that died, and he had a white shuma, which became black after he died. And so his black shuma is not a raya. Whereas Umar Sabra Allah's Ben Avai holds, simon ain't a suyin lishtanis lachar misa, that simonim don't change after misa. So this is definitely Reuven. Anybody saying alternatively, we give a different answer. The kuli yama shuma ain't a suyin lishtanis lachar misa, that everyone holds that a shuma is not going to change after misa. Vesimonim derabanan. And we're flipping and saying that actually simonim derabanan. Vahakab a shuma simon muvaku kamifagi. Over here in Machlaika says whether or not a shuma is a simon muvak. Umar Sabra Allah's Ben Avai holds, shuma simon muvaku, that a shuma is actually simon muvak. It's a very unique identifying feature. We're going to explain this in a moment. And Umar Sabra shuma loves simon muvaku, the Tanakam holds that a shuma is not a simon muvak. Now, this idea of simon muvak is very important because even if you're going to say that simonim are derabanan, still, if we have a very unique identifying feature, then that would be counted as a simon, even in Issa related things, such as allowing her to get remarried. So let's say we have a get that was lost and subsequently found. If the fellow says there was a hole in the piece of paper, that's just a regular simon. But if he says there was a hole on the bottom left of the paper, an inch from the bottom and 3/4 of an inch from the side, so that's a simon muvak. That's a very unique identifying feature, and the get would have to be returned again, even though simonim are derabanan. So again, it could be that this is what the machlokes between the Tanakam and Allah's Ben Avai is, and no raya whether or not simonim are derabanan or dairaisa. Now, Amar Rav asks a pretty basic question: in terms of simonim live dairaisa, if you want to say that simonim are not dairaisa, seich madrin aveitza besimonim, how could we return a lost object based off of simonim? If they're not dairaisa, why should we do so? And the first attempt at an answer is: denichole lemaitza aveda denahad besimonim. It's good for the one who found it to return it with simonim. Of the lately day, namin hajulei besimonim, so that when he loses something, he'll get it back with simonim. However, Amalei Rav Safra asks Rava, v'chi adam oisa tovel atzam imam she'ena shalai. Does a person do something good for himself with money that's not his? Why do we really care that the finder wants to return it? We're not focusing on the finder. We're talking about the guy who lost it. We're trying to do something good for him so that he could get it back. And Rava's not addressing that. Rather, Rav Safra says, nicholei lebal vedo lemei simonim lemishkalei. It's good for us to do this for the bal vedo, for the guy that lost it, that he could give simonim and get it back. May the yada, he knows the edim lesle, that he doesn't have any aid in proving that it's his, but he tells himself, no one else knows of its identifying features. Over here, when we say simonim muvhakim, it's not like simon muvak that we just mentioned, a unique identifying feature. It just means that other people don't really know how it looks and they can't describe it. But now you have simonim muvhakim dida, and I'm going to give the description of the item, and I'm going to take it back. And this is the tekan of the rabbanan, that a person has to return a lost object based off of simonim. Ask more, well, based off of that svara, it's good for the one who lost it for it to return based off of simonim. Well, al hadnan, what about the following mishnah? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, and we had this previously, once we found three shtaris, echarav mishloisha, that showed that it was one person who borrowed from three separate people, that Reuven borrowed from Shimon, from Levi and Yehuda. Yachzer olivet, we're going to return all those shtaris to the olivet. Or shlesh shlavim and echad, if we have three shtaris that show that three people borrowed from one person, in other words, that Reuven lent money to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, so yachzer olivet, we're going to return all those shtaris to the malvet. And in this case, are we going to say that nicholei olivet ladur le malvet, that it's good for the olivet to have them return to the malvet? It's obviously not good for him. He doesn't want the shtar to return to the malvet because now the malvet is going to collect the money from him. So this doesn't fit under the kanadra banan. However, Amrleh, he told him, Hasam Svarahu. Over there is a totally different svar, which we already explained. Echad olav mishleisha, if we have three different shtaris that show that one person borrowed from three people, yachzer olaiva, of course we're going to return those to the olaiva, the gabi olaiva shchichi, because those three shtaris are all going to be by the olaiva. Gabi mav olaiva shchichi. It wouldn't make sense that one of these lenders has three different shtaris, one that has to do with him, and two that have to do with totally different lenders. And that's why we're going to return them to the olaiva and not to the malve. Shema mina mi olaiva nafel, so it's obvious that they fell from the olaiva and not the malve. And it's the same thing in the opposite case. Shlosh olav me'echad, and we have three shtaris that show that three separate people borrowed from the same person, yachzer malve, of course we're going to return those to the malve. Why is that? The gabi malve shchichi, it makes sense that all three shtaris will be by the malve. Gabi loiva loy shchichi, it doesn't make sense to have three shtaris that have three different borrowers' names by only one of those borrowers. And that's why they're going to be returned to the malve and not to loiva. And this has nothing to do with the kanadra abanon. Chav chasam ralfa on top, the Gemara continues asking, Elo hadnan, what about the following mishnah? Mazer tachash shel shtaris, if we found a roll of shtaris, a gudish shel shtaris, or a bundle of shtaris, areza yachzer, it has to be returned. Well, hachinam dinichol le loiva la dur le malve, is it good for the loiva to have these shtaris returned to the malve? Obviously not. So as far as why their banon make it the kana that we should return a lost object based off of simonim, doesn't really make sense. And therefore we say actually it's not rabbanon. Ela Marava Rava says simonim dai raisa, simonim are dai raisa. The chesed pasuk says v'haya imcha dreshachicha isai, that it shall be with you, meaning you should keep the lost object until your brother darshens it from you. And as we said previously, v'chital datcha she'nanu kadim she'dushenu. Do you really think that you should give it to him before he asks you for it? That doesn't make sense. What's the pasuk trying to tell us? Ela rather must be learned from the pasuk darshayu im ramay ene ramay, that you should darshen from him, you should seek from him and demand from him to prove that he's not a ramay, that he's not a trickster. And lahav simanim shmamina, it must be this referring to a simanim that he has to provide simanim of the object and then he gets it back. So we see the simanim are da'iraisa and not da'rabanan. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.